Climb and Spy in 2009 is a wildlife garden survey, and we're asking the residents of Hull to tell us about the wildlife that they see in their gardens, specifically amphibians, so frogs, toads and newts, which is the slime part of it, and hedgehogs, which is the spine part of it. The reason why we're doing this is to really get a good idea of where these wildlife species are found within Hull. Not very much is known about how wildlife use gardens and green spaces within cities, and they're a really important resource for wildlife, particularly with species such as toads and with hedgehogs that are becoming more scarce in the wider countryside. So they're moving into our towns and they're using our green spaces, but as I said, we don't know how important these green spaces are for them. The other really important feature about gardens is, as scientists, we can't get into them. They're private property. So it's really important to ask residents to tell us what they see in their own gardens, so that we can find out how important these resources are. We're asking people specifically to look for toads, newts, frogs and hedgehogs. We hope people will recognise hedgehogs if they've seen them. And on the website or on the postcards that we're delivering, there are little ID charts to show the difference between frogs and toads and newts. So that hopefully will help people to identify them. People can report their results in two ways. They can either go onto our website and just follow the links on the screen, or in one part of the city we'll be delivering postcards, and people can tick the boxes on the postcards and display the results in their windows or on their doorsteps. And the display date is the 18th of September.
Slime and Spy in 2009 is part of the OPAL project, which stands for Open Air Laboratories, and it's a project funded by Big Lottery for the next 3 years, and it's all about getting people outdoors, exploring their local environment and inspiring the next generation of nature lovers. So what we're doing with Slime and Spy is getting people to tell us about what's in their back gardens. So in York, we've been working to build up a green space map, so looking at the green spaces that people use. So this is the parks, the city gardens, all those sorts of places, trying to work out where people use, which spaces people use, and maybe spaces that they don't use for whatever reason, barriers to them using green space. And we've also done some historic mapping work with some elderly residents in Tang Hull, looking at the spaces that people used to use in the past and the species they used to see there. Last weekend in East Park, in conjunction with Back Conservation Trust and East Park's City Rangers, we had children coming and doing arts and crafts, and in the evening we had a highly successful bat walk where we walked around the park at night looking for the different bats. People absolutely love the projects we've been working on, and we have a whole variety of things we're doing, so right from working with sort of school children doing arts and crafts right through to training courses, species identification courses, walks where we do mini beast hunting, those sorts of things. So it's been really positive feedback.